Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at Tanglewood in Massachusetts at August 29th. Also, check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast this week. Ian and Mike show you how to win a face-off in the NHL using only your wits and your tongue. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ann Neugard-Larson from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
From Minnesota? That sounds like a very Minnesotan name to me.
Oh, it is.
I can find myself slipping into my awful fake Minnesotan accent even as I talk to you. So what do you do there?
I'm a pastor.
Oh, that's nice.
My boots.
Ann, are you really a pastor?
Yes, I really am a pastor.
Do you ever curse?
Yes. When we hit the intersection of 494 and 694, my kids are not allowed to say whatever we say when we get there.
Well, welcome to our show, Ann. It is a pleasure to have you. Bill Curtis is now going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
Our drink's aimed at a millionaire's daughter. I drink it chilled when the weather gets hotter. It's a shame at this price, too diluted with ice. We're selling some real high-end...
water.
Yes! Water! Nestle has just come out with premium water. It's like water, but it's more expensive. And compared with regular water, it's got way more of the word premium on the label. It's marketed to, quote, a woman who is a little more on the trendy side and higher income side, unquote, and who is a lot on the stupid side. Nestle says it's way clearer than low-end vulgar water and twice as wet. All right, here is your next limerick.
Not too long ago, Legos looked glad, but now they're all badass and rad. They look ready to fight and cause parents some fright. All the faces on Legos look...
mad.
Yes, they do, and yes, they do. According to the Guardian newspaper in Britain, the faces on little Lego guys have been getting angrier and sadder in the last two decades. Parents worry what it'll do to children, but think about it from the Lego guy's perspective. Wouldn't you be mad if every day you came home and somebody had reassembled your house into something else? And what if people kept stepping on you and swearing? Or if your knees wouldn't ever bend? Here is your last limerick.
For young fathers-to-be, this is slick. It's a belt that's tuned into your chick. The gadget reveals all the motion she feels. And you can also feel the kid...
kick.
Yes, indeed. Kick. Very good, Ann. Guys, have you ever looked at a pregnant woman and thought, I wish I could go through that? No? Huggies has developed a pair of belts that translate a baby's movements and kicks from the mother to the father, allowing him to experience what it's like to have a human being kicking you from the inside out. Huggies also developed a labor simulator, but so far no man has ever survived it. Bill, how did Ann do in our quiz?
Praise the Lord, she got all three right.
Oh, yes, indeed.